Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this week's episode of Firefly Willows LIVE. Coming up, John and Mildred Lynn are in our studio, ready to seek guidance from the runes, intuitive coaching, animal medicine, and other tools to answer your questions about your life's path. Call in at 646-716-5510 with your question, or sign in and join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/fireflywillows LIVE.
Good morning, everyone. This is Firefly Willows LIVE, and we're having some technical difficulties. So please stand by. We see all of you lovely callers out there. Hopefully you're hearing us. We'll be with you shortly.
Now, I think we've just brought Mildred Lynn online. Mildred Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, John. How are you doing?
as you can tell, this is quite crazy, and we're working our way through it.
Okay, thank you, John. I'd like to really welcome our listeners today. And as John said, we're doing a little bit of an experiment in what's life without experiments. So what we're hoping to do is talk to people about what might be on their minds or in their heart this morning. And we have a couple of people who sent us emails. This is something we're trying new. A couple of people couldn't be here this morning, so they sent us emails, and they wanted to know if we could provide some guidance on some life questions. We'd love to try to do a reading through an email. So in a few minutes, John Carosella will be joining me here in Studio C. And we will be doing our two emails. Plus, John has recorded a beautiful poem that he would like to read. I have some music from Newfoundland. And then we're going to explore a little bit about autumn, the change in the seasons, and what it potentially means to you. Now, yesterday I was doing a little bit of research, and I found about 25 key questions that you can ask yourself as a listener and as a human being upon the earth that can help you transition from the summer months into the winter months or the fall months and in anticipation of the spring months. So I think I covered it all there. So let me check 1 minute, and I will check in with John and see if he's ready to go. And if he isn't, what I'm going to do is simply read some of these questions so you can entertain answers as we are getting ready for our callers. And I believe we have a couple of callers lined up and ready to go. So here are the questions that I would love for you to consider. And we'll be sprinkling these questions in every now and then throughout the show. As you transition from the summer months into fall, one thing to think about is this question, and I thought this question was a lot of fun. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? So here's the question again. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Now, some people out there might feel that they are their chronological age, but inside they have that inner child or inner teenager or inner young adult that's bursting to come out. So if you find yourself sitting there and you're saying, well, more than one answer came in to me, don't be afraid to write it down. So once again, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Now, a second question for your consideration is, if you had the opportunity to get a great message across to a large group of people, what would that message be? So here's the question again. If you had an opportunity to get a message across to a large group of people, what would your message be? So just envision yourself on a stage and with groups of people. Now, the next question I'd like to ask is it possible to lie without saying a word? Now, really think about this. Any time that you had an opportunity to stand up and speak your truth and chose silence. So the question is it possible to lie without saying a word? So that one's a little bit difficult or a little bit of a challenge. The fourth question And I realize that some questions may appeal to some people more than others. The fourth question is, if not now, then when? Here we go again. If not now, then when? What I find when I'm answering questions is I try to take a deep breath and close my eyes and go inside and see which question wants to be answered. So I'm just throwing out a bunch. Some may appeal to you, some may not. Now, here's another question that I think I could answer for myself. What would you do differently if you knew nobody would judge you? So here we go again. What would you do differently if you knew that nobody would judge you? Question number six. Are you holding on to something that you need to let go of? Are you holding on to something that you need to let go of? So that could be in your mind, your body, your spirit, your dream energy, your emotional energy. So as the seasons are changing, as we leave from summer and we move into winter, I seem to want to skip the fall here. As we go, John's laughing at me. As we move from summer and move to fall and into winter, it's an opportunity to shed yourself of old beliefs and thought patterns that don't work for you. Another question. Have you done anything lately worth remembering? Have you done anything lately worth remembering? Has anything touched your heart or touched your soul? Or if you're like me, you've had an impression and you just really want to share it with someone. So once again, have you done anything lately worth remembering? I really like the next question. It goes like this. Who do you love? And what are you doing about it? We all get so distracted during the day and we get so busy and sometimes we get tied up with experiments like we're doing today on Blog Talk Radio and we have to laugh our way through them. So who do you love and what are you doing about it? And I'll do my last question and then we'll bring John in here. Do you think crying is a sign of weakness or strength? Do you think crying is a sign of weakness or strength? I remember someone told me that crying, I believe this was an Aboriginal elder from up north, said that when you cry, it's just nature's way of changing the perspective. So when you wipe your tears away, you're able to look at the situation in a new way, from a new vantage point. So just before we bring John in, I'm going to run through the questions again. And of course, it's a lot of information to think about and process, so you're always more than welcome to re-listen to this episode in the Blog Talk Radio archives, or on iTunes, or on Firefly Willows Live. So here we go again. Here are the questions. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Number two, if you had the opportunity to get a message across to a large group of people, what would your message be? Number three, is it possible to lie without saying a word? And the hint for this question is silence. If not now, then when? That would be question number four. Number five, what would you do differently if you knew that nobody would judge you? Number six, what are you holding on to that you need to let go of? And remember, this could be of mind, body, spirit, emotion, dream. The fall months, the winter months are an excellent time to shed yourself of old beliefs and thought patterns that don't suit you. Number seven, have you done anything lately worth remembering? Anything that you're just dying to share with people? Number eight, who do you love, and what are you doing about it? That's for all those busy people out there who get so distracted, like myself. And our last question for this segment is, do you think crying is a sign of weakness or strength? So there you have it. I'm going to turn things over to John, and we're going to invite our listeners to share their questions.
So I'm John, and I'm playing engineer this morning, and I'm not doing a very good job about it. Mildred Lynn, are you hearing an echo?
No. Everything sounds great.
Well, that gives me a great sense of relief.
Whew.
Okay, so I do hear, I hear an echo from you. So just as you, so you know, I might be a little slow on the uptake because I'm hearing you twice. But so we're going to go to our first caller. I'm going to bring Rose into the studio. Rose, can you hear us?
I can.
Mildred Lynn, can you hear Rose?
I can hear Rose. Hi, Rose. What a beautiful name.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, so Rose, thanks for being patient with us this morning. And we would love to hear from our guides what we might be able to help you with. So why don't you share with us what's going on for you?
Well, I'm calling just for a basic question. I haven't been working steadily. I want to know if you see any work coming or money. I need money.
Okay. So, Rose, tell us a little bit. What is your relationship with money? What do you think about money?
Well,
that's
we all
kind of
need money
question.
To survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm awesome with money. I'm excellent with money. I always have been. And, you know, I'm just looking for work. Hopefully I'll get something steady soon. I have been temping, so.
Mm. Okay. All right. So you're happy to be, you'd be happy to be rich?
I would.
Okay. That's important because a lot of us have blocks around doing the work that we do in the world and feeling like somehow we're either not being compensated for the right things or we're not doing the work that we really feel called to be doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give Mildred Lynn a shot at this first. Mildred Lynn, what do you think?
Hey, Rose, it's Mildred Lynn. Nice to talk to you. And as I said, I love your name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And just as a point of curiosity, yesterday I was looking at some beautiful paintings of a single rose done by an artist here in Northern California. So I'll take that as your welcome and your introduction. So thank you for explaining what your situation is. And what I usually do is tap into Doreen Virtue's fairy cards. And as John was speaking with you, the fairy card that came up for your consideration, if you're interested in hearing.
Yes, of course.
Is new location. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what came up, and then we can chat about it a little bit. New location. A change is coming your way. Most likely, you might be moving to a new job, home, or residence. However, this card could also mean that you're changing the location of your employment. The fairies are very much in touch with the geographical changes. They sense that your energy is drawing you to a new location. Perhaps you've been thinking about moving to a new home, and this card signifies that it's time to consider that change. Write a list of features that you desire in your new residence or place of work, and ask the fairies to help you find and acquire this. So really, you're being asked to set your intention.
Uh-huh.
This card could also mean that your place of employment is changing. You could be on the cusp of finding a new job, or your current employer may transfer you to a new location or promote you to a different office. Regardless of the type of new location, trust that this change is a change for the better that will bring great improvements into your life.
Okay.
So the affirmation that's being offered is, I now live and work in a safe, comfortable, spacious environment in a wonderful location. So if I looked at this card and it was me receiving the guidance, what I would do is take out a piece of paper and a pen or use your laptop, and I would write down 7 aspects of what I would like my new job to look like.
Okay.
And I would do that, and then I would take that and I would fold it. And I would, since your name is Rose, I would get myself a single rose and put it in a vase and put that intention under the rose in the vase.
Okay.
And I would refresh the rose, of course. And how do you know when to refresh the rose? Well, you know when to refresh the rose when you look at the rose and you say, well, I think this rose is done. And the color rose that I would suggest is yellow. And every day when you get up in the morning, go over to your rose and open your piece of paper, which is under the days, and read those aspects. And that's a beautiful thing that you can do, and you can also do that in other areas of your life. Now, the other intuitive impressions that have come in for me for you today, are you familiar with animal totems?
Not too much, no.
Okay. Well, the animal kingdom has wonderful, beautiful medicine to share with us if we're open to it. So the animal totem that came up for you is bear, B-E-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're there and you're wondering, well, what am I supposed to do with that information? All you have to do is go to Google and type in animal totem bear. You'll have a whole lot of search results, and pick the top maybe one or two results, and it will give you a description of what the bear means. And how you work with this is you read the description, and from a place in your heart and related to looking for a job or something new for your career, you set your intention that you're open to the bear medicine. I love working with animal totems.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that came up for you is a book. The book that would be useful is What Color Is My Parachute? Are you familiar with that book?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so I may have the title a little off, but it's What Color Is My Parachute? And you could get that in the library. And the movie that came up for you, because sometimes our messages and our guidance come up in very creative and colorful ways, the movie that came up for you is The Sound of Music.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen that?
I have.
Okay, so there's two messages in The Sound of Music that are going to help fortify you as you move into your new career or your new job. And I keep getting career.
Hmm.
And also, there's a song that the universe wants to share, and the song is Everything is Beautiful. I should have, Everything is Beautiful. Do you know that song?
Of course I do.
Yes, well, that song's for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Rose, what I'd love to do is turn you over to John, and he's going to share his guidance with you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Rose, can you hear me okay?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. So I consulted my tarot deck, which is the tarot of the she or of the fairy people, and I got two cards for you. One is the Dreamer number 4, which would be in traditional tarot the 4 of Swords. And this card points to restoration. And the other card that I got for you was the Maker Queen, which in the traditional tarot would be the Queen of Pentacles.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the indication for that card is the gift of healing. So I have two cards here. One is representing restoration, and the other is representing healing. Now, the Queen is reversed. Now, she's a very powerful card, but her being in the reverse position make the reading a little bit more complex. So I want to frame these two cards for you. This really is, it seems to be indicating that there's something in your way of being in the world that is calling for you to take advantage of this period of sort of, you know, where you're not really able to be as productive as you'd like to be, right? Because you don't have a job or your work and
mm-hmm.
your work isn't full, and it's saying, look, this is a time when you have a chance to take advantage of the fact that you have a moment of peace or a moment of rest. And I know when you're financially stressed, it doesn't feel like it's restful, but you're not as busy as you're going to be once you start working again.
That's true.
Right, so there's it's really important, and the fact that the maker queen is reversed and she's the gift of healing is suggesting that in this time you have the capacity and the opportunity for deep restoration and to uncover something within you that needs to be healed, but it appears that you may not be taking advantage of this opportunity.
Okay.
So there's encouragement here in that you have the space, you have the mental space, you have the heart space to take advantage of the time and restore yourself. And so giving yourself the permission to take advantage of it for what it is will be important and useful for you.
Okay.
So other than her guides have talked about your career.
Yes, I know her guides did, and I'm going to take the advice that I got today. I really appreciate all of this.
Good things are happening for you on the career front, but until that time, use the space in your life to restore yourself and find something that can be healed.
I will. Thank you so much.
Rose? I think she's gone. I think Oh, you're here, Rose.
Just
before we leave, I wanted to thank you so much for calling in, and I wanted to ask you how you feel.
Regarding
your work situation.
Oh, I've been temping. I'm actually working this coming week. I mean, I feel okay. I'm not depressed or anything.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm hoping that it will lead to something permanent, but I wanted to get your feelings about it because the company keeps calling me back. They really like me there, and it's a good fit. So I really wanted to get, some more information regarding if they're going to hire me or not.
Yeah. Well, my sense is positive. I sense positive energy, and why wouldn't they like you? I'm sure they love you. And things look open, so I'm not seeing any barriers. I also feel that if this is not the exact position for you, that you're going to be finding something else.
Okay.
So you're in a good spot. So keep positive, and as I said, try that little exercise with the road, and put down there exactly what you would like to happen for you.
Thank
you so much, Rose.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Rose, and what I'd love to do right now is invite John to play that we all enjoy very much. So just in a few seconds, we'll be listening to Hope All River Falls, courtesy of Robert Cotter from Newfoundland.
Okay, welcome back. Lori, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Mildred Lynn, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you beautifully.
Okay. So, Lori, thank you so much for waiting. Why don't you give us a little background on what you would like some help with?
Well, my son hasn't been speaking to me for quite a long time. The stuff his dad told him, stuff that happened between me and his father, and and then he was in the Navy for quite a while, and and now he's back, and I saw him at a yard sale yesterday, but he wouldn't speak to me, and today's his birthday, and I'm just wondering if, you know, he'll, you know, decide to speak to me anytime soon, or ever, or...
Mm. What's his name?
His name's Mark.
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lori. How long has it been since you had a good relationship with your son?
It's probably been like 5 years.
Mm. And is there anything else you want to share about the relationship between your son and his father, or between you and your son?
Well, his, you know, father mainly, you know, took custody, you know, out of spite, you know, to hurt me.
Mm.
And then, you know, it's just been a process of trying to eliminate me from my son's life for the past 25 years. And then I was really sick for, like, about 6 years ago. I was really sick. I had, you know, undiagnosed gallstones and an undiagnosed blood clot, and I was, you know, really just thought I was going to die, and so I was really sick too, and you know,
okay.
I don't even know if my son knows all that.
So, you know, a lot of times these kind of situations are really challenging because of the large buildup of essentially a blockage between two people. And the basic rule of thumb for this kind of thing is to bring love as a way of dissolving. And so that, you know, one of the challenges with that is love isn't needy, right? And so when we bring love to a situation like this, it really has to be, it's best if it's brought without expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a process of giving in a way that expects nothing in return. And, you know, for most of us, that's especially when we feel in need or we feel wronged, we feel that an injustice has been done to us. It's very, very difficult for us to bring love without expectation. But, you know, especially with kids, with, you know, between parents and children, it's really important that the child not feel like you're trying to get something from him or her when you bring love. And so given that the relationship between you and your son has been impacted by the way your ex-husband has communicated about you, it's likely that your son has certain expectations about who you are that may not be true, or may not be true anymore, even if they were ever true. And one of the ways to help shift that is to bring love without expectation. And so think of it this way. Think of it like a big rock of salt, a big piece of salt that eventually dissolves in the presence of water. So you want to try to dissolve the history with something that is nurturing and safe. So love without expectation is nurturing and safe. So that's what comes to me before I actually consult any materials or oracles. Mildred Lynn, did you want to offer something?
Sure. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage to call in and to share your situation, even though we know nobody knows you. It's still, you know, it shows that you're open to other perspectives and looking at ways that you can change things for the better.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like to share with you, and after I congratulate you on your courage, is, yeah, as with our last reader, I was consulting with Doreen Virtue's fairy oracle cards. And as you were speaking with John, I went inside and did a little meditation to find out what would be some guidance that I could offer for your consideration today. Another perspective that might make things a little clearer or may make the path a little smoother.
So if you're open, I'd be happy to read what the guidance is. Would that be something of interest?
Yes, that'd be nice.
Okay, then. So let's do this together. Why don't we just both put our hand on our chest and breathe deeply? Because I can hear in your voice that it's emotional for you. And just take two or three deep breaths. And as I'm reading the guidance, just close your eyes and try to relax. Because the universe is here with a lot of support and goodness and love for you and your situation. Your situation can heal. So the card that came up for you is visualization. So the message is, the fairies know the power of conscious visualization as a tool for manifestation. So basically what that's saying is that if you can see it with your mind's eye, then it's possible to manifest into the physical realm. By drawing this card, you are guided to sit quietly on a daily basis and visualize living a happy, healthy, abundant, and meaningful life. Visualize only what you desire and avoid picturing the things that you don't desire. And I know that's very challenging when you're in a certain type of situation that impacts your emotions. It will serve you if you're able to do this. So I'll repeat it again. Visualize only what you desire and avoid picturing things that you don't desire. So basically what you're being guided to do is to have positive feelings so that you can attract positive situations and develop into positive situations. And I'm also getting the word patience. Now the other part of the guidance says this. You have powerful visual skills, even if you're unaware of them. So you can do this. And an affirmation that's being offered each day for you is this. I'm a highly visual person. Any blocks that I have about seeing things and manifesting them in my life will begin to lift. I know that it's safe for me to create a future of love and beauty and sharing. And truth, of course. And by releasing any fears about creating this future, all of the wonderful things in life will be attracted to me. So how do you feel when I read that to you? Does that bring you any peace or comfort?
Yeah, I'll have to practice that, you know.
Yeah, I know when I was going through different challenges in my life, the last thing I wanted to do was to sit down and visualize a healthy outcome because I wanted it fixed now. I wanted the pain to go away, and I wanted just a solution. As I did more energy work and as I learned about myself more and I learned different tools, I realized that the gift in a difficult situation sometimes is providing the motivation to put items or practices in your life that can help you in every area. Mm-hmm. So I know that it's difficult. It's very difficult. At the same time, it's a very good place to put your time because you can use this as a tool and it will definitely help you. The other thing I'd like to offer, and as I asked our last reader, are you familiar with animal totems?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, you'll be happy to hear that the animal totem dragonfly has come up for you in regard to the situation. Mm-hmm. Specifically, so if you, once again, do you have a book on animal totems or cards?
Not right now, I don't.
No? Do you have access to the internet?
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Yeah, so it's dragonfly has three messages for you. Three messages that will help help you fine-tune your perspective on this. So how do you feel?
I feel all right.
Yeah?
So,
do you feel a little better?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I really want to congratulate you for calling and applaud you for your courage to speak your truth about this situation. Now, Lori, what I'm going to do is I'm going to
pass you back to John Carosella, because I know he also has some guidance he'd like to share. But it was beautiful speaking with you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Lori, I worked with my tarot deck that represents or channels forward the messages from the children of the Shi, the Celtic fairy folk, the ancient ones. And I received a couple of messages here that I think are really, really helpful, really important. The first card that I got was the Hermit. Are you familiar with the tarot at all?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're familiar with the Hermit, this is the card that talks about going inward and spending time alone. Now, I'm wondering, you've probably had a lot of time over the last 5 years in the absence of your son to be alone.
Yes.
And I guess a question would be, were you able to take that time and explore inside yourself? And if not, that's okay, because a lot of times we don't have the tools or the means, or you know, you've been sick, and you know, a lot of life happens, right? So it's not always easy to be contemplative. But the suggestion here is that using this time apart as a way, as a means, as a journey into seeing yourself clearly and seeing the world clearly without the complexities of strong emotional attachments can be very, very productive and fertile. And the card, the reason I suggest this is because the card that came next to it, associated with it, is the card that speaks to alignment, and it's reversed. So it suggests that through personal introspection, through spending time, and given that you have the time, because your relationship with your son is currently estranged, spending the time when you are apart productively in introspection to see where you are not quite in alignment with the flow, let's say, might be productive. And this really takes us to a place where we step away from feeling like a victim and assess the ground in front of us, assess the scene, right? What's happened has happened. You are where you are. Mm-hmm. What can you learn from this situation? And this is not, when I say what can you learn from this situation, I want to discourage you from thinking, well, I learned that my ex-husband is a jerk. You know what I mean? Right? That's not what we want to. That's not where we want to go. We want to go into places where I've learned about the sensitivity of people's egos. I've learned about the importance of health. I've learned about the importance of truth. These are the kinds of things where, you know, I've learned that life can be hard. Now, I'm not suggesting that these are the lessons that you've learned. I'm suggesting that these are the kinds of questions or the kinds of realizations that can be productively probed so that you can harvest something. And what you're looking for in this case is to harvest a better sense of alignment with what's really going on inside of you and outside of you. And that this might mean things like understanding the history of your relationship with your ex-husband better, understanding the true frictions and the true causes and circumstances and how they might be repaired so that all that negative energy can dissipate and be grounded. It might mean understanding who you are more carefully, more clearly, more fully, like where your passions are, where your heart lies, what your gifts are, and investing in understanding yourself and walking this path, which is sometimes lonely, can yield very significant results for you. So that's the first half of the reading. The second half of the reading relates more directly to your question, which is your relationship with your son. And I got two cards. One is the Warrior Six, which would be the Six of Staves, or Six of Wands in traditional Tarot, and the
message on this card is no foe too great. Now, that's a great, really positive message, but it's reversed, which says that the energy and the power of this card is not yet available to you. It's almost like if you spend the time, the alone time required to get yourself more into alignment, then you have the opportunity to turn this card over and make that power available to you. And it's really important that that card be turned over, because the card that's associated with it is Dreamer 10, which is the 10 of Swords. And its typical association, or the message associated with it, is desolation. So in the presence of the challenges with your in your relationship with your son, if you spend the time on your own to get into alignment, you will be able to, you'll find that there is no obstacle between you and resolving the desolation that exists between you and your son. So it's a very positive reading, but it does imply that you have some homework to do. Mm-hmm. How does that feel to you?
Well, I'm wondering, you know, how I could get into alignment better.
Right. Okay. So here's, do you have a personal spiritual practice?
Not really.
Okay. So this is a really good place to start. I might suggest that you, sorry, where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Okay. So I would imagine that there are some Reiki practitioners up there in Washington nearby where you are.
Yeah.
Okay. And oftentimes there's something called Reiki Share. And so if you look around on meetup.com or on the internet or in your local alternative bookstore.
What was that first thing you said?
Meetup.com.
Oh, meetup.com.
You might find in your area that there are some evenings where Reiki practitioners get together and make their services available at very economically for short sessions. And the reason I'm suggesting Reiki is it's a very simple, very peaceful experience where you are basically treated, you're pampered a little bit, your spirit is pampered, and it gives you a chance to be in a place of stillness. And I would encourage you to get used to what that stillness feels like. And as you learn what that stillness is like on the Reiki table, you can bring it home and start having a practice of stillness for yourself. And that will help you take the first steps towards finding yourself a path to alignment.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And so, and you know, you can do a whole bunch of other things. You can start, if you have the financial means, you can take some meditation, you know, go to some meditation sessions or classes. A daily spiritual practice will go a long way towards helping you clear the blockages that prevent you from being in alignment.
Okay.
The other thing that helps you or move towards alignment and stay out of dislocation is the Buddhist practice of mindfulness. And that's just being aware of everything without having attachment to anything. So being aware of both the beauty and the tragedy in the world at large and in your own life and in each moment, and just accepting that it is and letting it be and experiencing it without feeling like you want more of it or you want less of it or you want it louder or you want it softer. Just allowing and bringing love to all of it. Okay? And it's actually the funny thing about this practice is that once you get the hang of it, it's fun, and it gets easier.
Okay.
So give those some thought.
Okay.
You know, if you go to Reiki practitioner, a Reiki Share.
Okay. Yeah, there's a church that has Reiki Share, so I'm going to call up there and see what, you know, about getting in there.
All right. Anything else you share with us that we might be able to help with?
No, I think that's all. Just miss my son and I'm wondering how he's doing. I think he's doing okay.
That's it. I just got a message there as well. You know, I talked about bringing love as a way of dissolving blocks. water is very underestimated. If you can find spring water, a big water bottle, a gallon jug or something like that, fill it with water, set outside on the earth.
You're breaking up really bad.
Get yourself some water, put it in a jug.
Uh-huh. Pour it on the earth.
Just leave it in the jug on the earth.
Okay.
Will change the vibration of the water.
Uh-huh.
We buy it at the store, it comes out of the tap, and it's got chlorine in it, and so on and so forth.
Right. So you leave it out on the earth overnight?
Next morning, get it in a glass.
Okay.
Maybe are unseen in your life and in your heart, and it'll make the process of attaining alignment easier. That's what we have for you today, and please feel free to connect with us again, either on our Facebook page or, you know, write us a note. Our contact information is available on the fireflywillows.com/LIVE page, and we'd be happy to hear from you and help you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Wilder Lynn, our next caller is Christine. Christine, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Christine.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Can anybody hear me? Eldridge?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, hi, Christine. Yeah, we did a little technical experiment this morning with the show, and like any little technical experiment, we're having some challenges. We have some upside, but then there's a few little challenges. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank all of our listeners for their patience, and we guarantee we'll have it figured out by next week. So you can hear me okay. Oh, well, I'm telling you, I've taken a magic marker and I've painted a happy smile on my face. So, Christine, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, wow. So what's the weather like there? I bet it's hot.
Yes. So hot. Dry hot.
Oh, dry
hot out here.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. So, Christine, what can we help you with today? What would you like to share? You can be our ray of sunshine.
Well, there is this guy that I met at a party. He had a house party. I've been having a crush on him for a while, so I finally get to meet him. And really cool guy, very sweet, very handsome. We exchanged numbers, and we ended up kissing at the end of the evening. And I wanted to know, this relationship, this friendship we have.
Hello?
Christine, are you there? You seem to have disappeared. No, Len, I do believe that Christine has vanished.
Yes, and we would like to invite Christine. Christine, we apologize for the technical problems. If you would be so kind enough to call back, we would love to take your call. So, and just when the story was getting good, John?
This is very terrible. Just a little disappointing there.
Yeah, well, while we're waiting for Christine to come back, we do have an email question from someone in Ottawa, Ontario. Do you think this would be a good time to delve into those waters?
Sure.
Okay. So this is a question from Sherry. She is in Ottawa, Ontario. Sherry is leaving her work and she's traveling to another country. What she's interested in knowing is if Cupid is going to be shooting an arrow while she's in this new country. So what I did is I once again consulted Doreen Virtues, but this time I went into the romance angel. So, Sherry, if you're listening from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, I would like to share this guidance about romance. And I'm sure that this would apply to other people who are out there, too. Main message. Hope you're listening, Sherry. You deserve love. You are lovable. The romance angels are cheering you on in your quest for great love by letting you know that you deserve it. As a child of the universe, you are naturally a loving and lovable person, as is everyone. And that goes for many of our listeners out there. You have the right to be treated with kindness and respect by everyone in your life. So don't let prior relationships color a potential future relationship. You deserve the kindness and respect, all of the kindness and respect that you can glean. If you've had a harsh life experience, you may have blamed yourself and felt unworthy of receiving attention and affection. This card is reassurance that you do deserve it. Do, capital D all. You are a beautiful being of the universe. You're made of pure love and light. And no matter what any person has said or done to you, and no matter what has happened in the past, your beauty and your love and your light shines on. The more that you affirm, I am lovable, I am loved, I am loving, and I'll repeat that again for our listeners, I am lovable, I am loved, I am loving. The more you express it, the more you will experience it, and the more it will come true for you, and the more it will become your way of being. Affirmations help us believe in spiritual truths that are very deep. This, in turn, allows you to attract loving people, relationships, and circumstances. Big exclamation mark. And you definitely deserve that. Now, Sherry, the animal totem that's available for you in the context of meeting someone in a romantic way is the butterfly. So once again, as we shared with other listeners, if you have a book on animal totems, that's great, or cards, you can consult that. But also the medicine of the animal totem is available easily through a Google search. So type in animal totem butterfly and a number of search results will come up and you will have the opportunity to tap into beautiful butterfly energy. And if I were you, I would be visualizing myself as a butterfly and visualizing those colors and also wearing those colors. So, Sherry, good luck with your love life. And I'd like to see if John has anything to add from his experience.
Okay, Sherry, from the Tarot of the She, the first card is Dancer 8, which is the Eight of Cups. And the phrase on the bottom is escaping stagnation. It shows a picture of a woman emerging from a dreary, swampy, mucky thing onto a golden path of light that leads to a mountain with a beautiful sun in the background. So I think I'm hearing that this is going to be a good trip for you. And in particular, with respect to your question, as you move, you will be escaping a kind of stagnation that has held you back, that has drained the color from your life. The next card is the Warrior Queen, which would be the Queen of Staves, and the element represented is fire. And the phrase is the gift of charm. So I have no doubt that as a consequence of your shifting into the new phase, your natural beauty and charm and inner light is going to emerge. It's going to make you a very attractive person. And so this is very important because this may actually be a kind of a shock. And it could be quite a heady experience. And the caution here is to enjoy it, but not be overwhelmed, overtaken, or seduced by it. So as you emerge from stagnation, your natural charm will emerge. The color will come back to your cheeks and you'll be become very attractive. And so it invites you down a path that can be challenging, frankly. And I say that because the very next card, the third card in the series, is Warrior 7, which is the Seven of Staves, Seven of Wands. And the title is A Hero's Challenge. And it shows a woman warrior with a sword of flame confronting a set of adversaries, six or seven adversaries. Now, and she's going to be victorious, but it will be a challenge. So the invitation here is to go through this experience and see who you are becoming, but take it as a challenge, take it as an opportunity to exercise parts of yourself, including the warrior's discipline, to make a fruitful and exciting endeavor. So those are my thoughts. That's what the cards are offering and how I'm reading them. We want to offer Sherry at this point?
Oh, anything I want to offer Sherry at this point. My heavens, John, I was just admiring your skillfulness in sharing that information. And I was thinking to myself, Sherry's going to have a good time down there. She's going to grow into herself. So nothing to add there. And best of luck, Sherry. And thank you so much for emailing your question in to us today. So back to you, John.
So I think Christine has called back in. Let's get her back on the line. Christine, are you there?
Yes, it's Hello. Christina.
It was just getting juicy. Take us back.
Yeah, I got cut off. I was like, oh, my goodness. Okay. Sorry about that. But, yes, we ended up kissing at the end of the night. I got a text message yesterday asking, you know, what I was going to do for the evening, and I told him, but I never heard a response. And I wanted to know, is this going to be like a friendship type thing, or is it going to blossom into a relationship?
Mildred Lynn here, and this is an interesting situation because when I looked at the angel cards, Stormy Virtual's angel cards, what came up is pay attention to red flags. So there's a little, yes, not what I wanted to hear. I wanted the true love. I guess I'm a romantic at heart. But this honestly is what did come up for your consideration, a perspective to consider, is to pay attention to red flag. There's some signs that are cautioning you. So I'm going to read it to you just as it appears, and you can take from it what resonates with you. And how to do that is breathe, quiet yourself, and listen to the words, and pay attention if any of the sentences or words hit your body in any way. So let's go through this together. First of all, I wanted to share, because I'm the big animal totem person, that an animal totem has come up for you, and the animal totem is porcupine.
Okay.
So what I would share is go to Google, type in animal totem porcupine. When you look at the porcupine message that's written there, it would be a description. There are three aspects that will resonate with you, and what's coming up for me very strongly is because the reason I'm going through all this is because my sense is when you learn how to pay attention to your body, it will be an excellent compass for you. Have you ever felt that you had feelings about things?
All the time, ever since I was a little girl.
Yeah, so that's, you usually pay attention to these feelings that you get. Are you able to act on them or process them in any way?
For the last month, I have been paying attention more to my senses and everything. Everything that's in my gut has been coming true. So,
yeah. I get that very strongly because I'm sitting here laughing at myself because I almost feel like I want to give instruction. I'm thinking, why am I doing that? I'm doing that because her body really talks to her.
Yeah.
Now, also, Christine, if the call picks up, you're having difficulty hearing the message, just stop me. I'll be more than happy to repeat it. And also, you can always email us after the show, and we will share the information with you, too. So we'll just go with it and see where we land. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. Pay attention to the red flags. The signs are cautioning you. The romance angels send you this card to help you notice the unhealthy or disconcerting parts of this potential relationship. If you're swept up in a new romance, this card serves as a cautionary warning. Pay attention to your feelings and impressions with regard to your new suitor, or as I would call them, gentleman caller, new suitor. Don't allow emotion to blind you to the characteristics or habits that won't work for you in this relationship. A red flag is a sign that something is a little off. It can include an indication of flirtatiousness with others, lack of integrity, just a little something that might not be suitable for you at this point in time. While your new love interest may treat you wonderfully well at the beginning of your relationship, it's vital for you to watch how he treats others. Ooh, there's a clue. There's a big clue.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's basic character is revealed by the way in which he talks and acts with restaurant staff, valet parking attendants, or other miscellaneous individuals. So there's guidance here for people who are in a relationship, but it sounds to me that this one is pretty new, right?
Yes, he's extremely new.
extremely new. Okay, so that's basically what you're getting. Does that information that I just read for your consideration, does that impact anywhere in your body?
I would say yes, with the red flags and how he treats others and things like that. So that does. And the red flag, I saw a red flag, and I was like, I'll let that pass.
Yeah, keep your eye, and you know, my sense is that you know this. You know how to do this. It will tap into the porcupine energy, and it'll land where it's supposed to land. The things will be in integrity with you.
I think you might have broken.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. Broken up, yes. Yeah.
My comment would be the relationship will or will not be what it is. But at the end of the day, you will be straight who you are and what's appropriate for you in your life.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you over to John. He'll share some guidance with you.
Christine, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, Mildred Lynn was just passing you off to me.
Okay.
I'm here. Mildred Lynn breaking up too. It's kind of sometimes difficult, but I want to. This is really interesting. What I got from the Tarot of the She corroborates exactly what Mildred Lynn was saying to you. And you know, when I do a reading, I usually get more than one card for somebody.
Okay.
Only one card out of the deck. And
only one card came out of the deck. Okay.
Usually, that's not the case. And I actually went back to the deck and asked if there was anybody else that wanted to speak. And nobody else wanted to come out. So this is definitely only one card for you.
Okay.
That card is the Tower. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the Tarot at all, but the Tower is a major arcana card. It's a very, very powerful card, and it is the card of elemental disruption and destruction. So, you know, but it's also the card of visceral truth and the destruction of illusion. So we don't have there's nothing to hide here The opportunity is to learn something very sturdy, very powerful. So I think, you know, you always have a choice in these things. You can choose to proceed with the relationship and realize that it's going to be a very intense experience that may be painful, or you can avoid this lesson at this time. I think Hilda Lynn was about the red flag. And what the Tower is saying to you here is that there's probably better ways to learn this lesson.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that right now. I'm like, I don't want to go through that.
Okay. So that's, I think, what the guides are providing to you today for guidance.
Okie dokie.
All right. Is there anything else at the moment?
No, that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for taking my call. Y'all are the best. Thank you.
Take care. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thanks.
Okay, so Mildred Lynn.
Yes, hi, John.
I think we have time for just a few more items. And maybe this is a time when I want to offer this poem by Mary Oliver that I recorded. It's kind of interesting, and I think folks will enjoy it. One by Mary Oliver. The mosquito is so small, it takes almost nothing to ruin it. Each leaf the same, and the black ant hurrying. So many lives, so many fortunes. Every morning I walk softly and with forward glances down to the ponds and through the pine woods. Mushrooms even have but a brief hour before the slug
creeps to the feast before the pine needles hustle down under the bundles of harsh, beneficent rain. How many make up the world? And then I think of that old idea, the singular and the eternal. One cup in which everything is swirled back into the color of the sea and sky. Imagine it. A shining cup, surely. In the moment in which there is no wind over your shoulder, you stare down into it. And there you are. Your own darling face. Your own eyes. And then the wind, not thinking of you, just passes by, touching the ant, the mosquito, the leaf, and you know what else. How blue is the sea? How blue is the sky? How blue and tiny and redeemable everything is. Even you, even your eyes, even your imagination. I selected that poem because this time of year offered the opportunity to reflect on how is the garden looking, what did we do with our summer. We're gearing up for, you know, heading back into the more active and assertive time of year at work. You know, people are coming back from vacation. Where are we? You know, and the year is more than half over, and it's already August, and it's heading into the fall. What have we accomplished? Where do we sit? How are things looking for us for as we head into the fall? And this poem talks about how there's so much beauty in the world, and there's so much opportunity, and there's so much activity. And then you get these blessed moments of introspection where, you know, in the poem, look down at the cup and the water in the cup is still, but the wind comes and affects everybody else too. And it just stirs things up. Change is always present. So, Mildred Lynn?
Yes, hi, John.
We are at a place in the show where we can take a few minutes to reflect and then carry ourselves out into the rest of our day. Any thoughts?
Yes. I just wanted to acknowledge again that for whatever reason, there seems to be a lot of technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio this morning. So although we're here and we're talking, we are cognizant that for our listeners out there, it's not a very optimum experience. And we invite you to come back next week when we're sure that it will be a different listening experience. That's what I wanted to share. Anything on that front that you'd like to say, John?
Well, yeah, I think we're all a little frustrated. I'm sure our audience is a little disappointed that that we're having these challenges, but we're going to do the best we can to make it go away.
Yes, that's right. And speaking of going away, I think this would be a really good time to share that we do have all of our Firefly Willows episodes available on Blog Talk Radio in the archives. The episodes are available on iTunes. They're available at the Firefly Willows Live website. And if anybody has any questions for our call-in show, we just started to do an email question, so you're more than welcome to go to Firefly Willows Live on Facebook and send us a message with your question. And of course, on our next call-in show, we'll do our best to make sure we tackle your question. Anything else, John?
No, not at this point. I do want to do one thing. We have recently been connected to a delightful animal care facility, and we want to run a little promo for them with some tips. So we'll be right back after this.
Firefly Willows LIVE is proud to support Canine Paw Print Rescue, a new animal rescue group located in Pittsburgh, California. Canine Paw Print volunteers are experienced, dedicated, well-known, and loving. Hardworking, too. Canine Paw Print Rescue exists to rescue, rehabilitate, and ultimately to rehome abandoned, stray, and neglected animals from shelter situations. They work closely with shelters, other rescues, and the community to improve the lives of animals in need. Find them at caninepawprintrescue.org, on Facebook at facebook.com/caninepawprintrescue, or call 925-695-7297 for more information. Donations to support the animals may be made via PayPal to caninepawprintrescue@gmail.com. This tip of the week from Canine Paw Print Rescue. Understanding the importance of training and its effect on your relationship with your dog. Many dogs end up in the shelter due to a lack of training. Mastering effective management skills through training to teach your dog what is expected of them gives your dog the confidence and guidance they need and makes for a much more enjoyable relationship. Untrained dogs may lack attention skills and impulse control abilities and may be more prone to anxiety and frustration. Training is shown to promote trust, affection, and mutual appreciation, as well as reduce anxiety. Training promotes relaxation and a sense of well-being for both you and your furry friend. A properly trained dog requires fewer restrictions and is more readily integrated into the family.
Okay, so we're back, and I think we're getting ready to wrap. We want to thank those of you who called in, who mustered up the courage to bring your questions to our attention and allow us to interact with our spiritual sources and guides. It's been a great time, and certainly been a challenging time, which is all sometimes part of the fun. And so I feel like we hung in there, Mildred Lynn, through the technical difficulties, and we did okay.
I think we did great. But I'm a little bit biased, John. And I wanted to share with our listeners that next week, which will be the first Sunday of the month, I will be hosting Healing Conversations with Mildred Lynn. There's two really special guests that will be on our program. The first one is John Symes from the Pachamama Alliance and author of Your Planet Needs You. He'll also have a special gift for our listeners. And our second guest is Grammy Award-winning cellist. He won the Grammy for New Best Age Album in 2010 in the company of, now if you want to hear who else won this Grammy, people like Enya and Peter Gabriel also won Best New Age Album. His name is David Darling. He's quite a phenomenon in the musical world and has done an exceptional amount of work in terms of music and healing and consciousness and helping children express themselves musically. So really looking forward to the show next week. And, of course, our round table will feature John Carosella and Deb Carosella, and Heisi Luttimers will be back from Europe. And our chat will be about honesty. So, John, great to share the studio with you today. And as you said, we got through our technical difficulties. Thank you to our listeners, and look forward to being here with everybody next week.
And we will be back next week. And join us at fireflywillows.com/live, or on Facebook, facebook.com/fireflywillows. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. Join us next week for Healing Conversations with Mildred Lynn McDonald. Mildred Lynn will be speaking with guest John Symes, change agent, speaker, author, and creative force behind the Pachamama Alliance's global initiative, Awakening the Dreamer. Then join her on a fascinating musical journey with Grammy Award-winning cellist, composer, and author David Darling. Find out why he is described as a maverick cellist. This is Deb Carosella. Please join us next Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time on Firefly Willows LIVE, Blog Talk Radio.